Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, a top 10 university for online bachelor's programs. Tap to learn more or visit us at asuonline.asu.edu.
Are you tired of hiding your smile? Maybe it's time to get some help from G4 by Goldpa. Their talented technicians specialize in creating brand new permanent teeth in just 24 hours. With as few as 4 titanium implants, you can enjoy a fully customized bridge for your upper and or lower set of teeth. You can have peace of mind knowing that the G4's experienced lab technicians have designed more than 15,000 new smiles. You can have a new smile that looks, feels, and functions just like natural teeth. Patients from all over the world travel to G4 to get their permanent smiles in just 24 hours and change their lives forever. Booking an appointment has never been easier. Simply visit yourteeth.com today and schedule your appointment with G4 by Goldpa. Mention this podcast when you book to save $1,000. So what are you waiting for? Get ready to show off your new, confident smile with G4 by Goldpa. Visit yourteeth.com today and start your journey to a new, permanent smile in just 24 hours. G4 by Goldpa. Powered by technology. Inspired by patience.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
Well, we learned an awful lot last week, didn't we? First off, I want to observe that the biased press has been focused like a laser on the man who isn't sitting in the Oval Office, the leading contender for president, President Trump. They still behave as if he's making decisions. And they do this, folks, on purpose. They do it so they can divert attention, so they can have some sort of excuse not to pay attention to all the harm being done by Democrats, in particular Beijing Biden, who currently sits in the Oval Office. Last week, we had a rather extraordinary juxtaposition of malfeasance, illegality surrounding those who are currently in power, whether they be in the deep state, whether they be in the White House, whether they be in the controlling interest of our government, which is the Democrat Socialist Party, and then President Trump. As you all know, President Trump had charges filed against him surrounding January 6th, or he alleged that those charges would have been filed and that he was supposed to show up to a grand jury hearing and they were supposed to decide whether or not to indict. So President Trump believed not only that he was going to be indicted again surrounding January 6th, there was some analysis out there that indicated that President Trump may be detained, pre-trial detention. That was going to be the case. Some were saying that the leftists in charge of the Department of Injustice were going to make to basically take President Trump off the campaign trail because Joe Biden is a nobody home meat puppet that we all know and have come to see in him. In fact, Joe Biden's absent-minded meat puppet status was confirmed last week when he met with Israeli President Herzog. Listen.
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and they
what the hell did he just say? So they can't defend that. They can't say that Joe Biden is a competent occupier of the Oval Office. They can say that they've been able to get away with absolutely shredding the Constitution while he's been inside the Oval Office because he has no integrity, no brains and no integrity for Beijing Biden. So the reason why Trump finds himself the primary challenger to Beijing Biden, finds himself under a threat of a third indictment, is that they will do anything. And what I mean by they is individuals who do not want to see America First ever occupy the Oval Office ever again. America First agendas are not compatible with the Mitch McConnells of this world, with the John Cornyns of this world, with the Beijing Bidens of this world, the Chuck Toomers or the Nancy Pelosi's. It can no longer be accepted that America's government looks out for America's citizens first. They're all part of the global community now, which is not why we hired them, but that's their mindset. So while all of this was going on, the real story was unfolding, the fact that the Department of Injustice, that are is a symbol of our entire government, FBI, IRS, they're all corrupt. They're all corrupt. There was a fantastic hearing on Capitol Hill the Republicans put on to basically get the IRS whistleblowers on record and then an FBI special agent who corroborates everything they were saying, that every single time they were investigating the Hunter Biden IRS criminal investigation, every single time they were following a path that could have led back to Beijing Biden, the investigation was stymied and stopped, which is not proper, which is illegal, as a matter of fact. They were supposed to follow the money trail wherever it led. But the minute that money trail was leading back to Beijing Biden and the leader of the Democrat Party, it was stopped for political reasons, not for lawful reasons. And of course, you all know about the sweetheart deal that Hunter Biden got as a result. He lied in a federal gun form. He was writing off prostitutes. He was using shell companies. There was $17.3 million coming into the Bidens, even the grandchildren of the Bidens. What did the grandchildren of the Bidens do for Mother Russia? We don't know. What do they do for Ukraine? What do they do for the other countries that Joe Biden has been on the take from? What did they do? The Democrats can't tell us. What they can do is obfuscate. They can't defend anything the Bidens have done, so all they do is change the subject. So during that hearing last week, folks, I'm going to play as much of Representative, air quotes, Representative Summer Lee as I can stomach. She's a Democrat socialist from Pennsylvania. And instead of addressing what the whistleblowers said, she totally dismissed them, didn't want to ask them any questions, and then went on a rant about issues that are decades, maybe even over a century old. Listen to this screed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Republicans have been invoking this term two-tier system of justice a lot recently. So I want to talk about what the real two-tier justice system is, where black and brown people are over-criminalized and over-incarcerated.
Yeah. By the way, these guys have nothing to do with any of that, these witnesses. So she has no questions for the witnesses. She's just using this to basically say America sucks, America's racist, I'm a Democrat, vote for me. I hate this country. I hate the that I believe America's racist, vote for me. And so she couldn't address the substance of what the whistleblowers were saying. So she decided to, I'm not going to address it.
On June 20th, Chairman Comer claimed in a committee press release, quote, the Department of Justice's charges against President Biden's son, Hunter, reveal a two-tier system of justice. From this, as you see or have seen from the knockoff social media site, former President Trump has also used this phrase in connection with the Hunter Biden investigation. I'd like to address the way my Republican colleagues are attempting to co-opt the phrase two-tier justice system.
She's going to accuse the Republicans of cultural appropriation. Because as you all know, folks, the idea of two-tier justice system belongs exclusively to left-wingers who bitch and moan when the law is enforced against them. So that's what she's doing. She's sitting there and saying, I'm not going to allow you to co-opt the two-tier justice system, which is exactly precisely what has happened as the Democrat Party has infiltrated our once respected institutions and thoroughly corrupted them.
To make it sound like Trump and his cronies are somehow the victims here, when the reality is that the term two-tier system of justice is meant to refer to the very real system that exists in the United States and which affects black and brown folks, not powerful former presidents and their political allies. The real two-tiered system of justice is one in which, in 2021, according to the DOJ's Bureau of Justice Statistics, the imprisonment rate for black men aged 18 and 19 was 11.6 times the rate for white males.
You should see the witnesses. They're like, okay, this is great. Okay, smoke them if you got them, folks. They're going to go on some sort of tangent because the idea here is to protect the Bidens from all the illegal activity. We don't want to address it. The Democrat Party has zero interest in holding other Democrats accountable for their breaches of law. They would rather make up charges against President Trump, make up charges against Republicans. They're even out there on MSNBS floating the idea that James Comer may be a Chinese agent because he is asking for fair and equal treatment under the law for every American citizen. This is the level of depravity we have to deal with. There's only so much I can take from this race baiter, this America hater by the name of Representative Summer Lee, a Democrat, Pennsylvania. Folks, she wasn't the only one. A lot of these other people did the same thing on that committee, saying, racism, racism, racism. Let's divide America, divide America, divide America. They know it's the only thing they can do. That's the only thing they know how to do, is to divide and conquer so they can hold on to power, so they can continue to break the law and have the unequal application of law benefit them, so they're never held accountable for everything they're doing to us. We expand on this conversation with the Wall Street Journal's Kim Strassel up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to texasscorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Kim Strassel, columnist and editorial board member for the Wall Street Journal. She's got a new book out, The Biden Malaise: How America Bounces Back from Joe Biden's Dismal Repeat of the Jimmy Carter Years. Kim, great to have you back.
Well, Chris, it is great to be back. And let me tell you, I'm down in the lower 48 right now, and you guys got some heat, too.
Well, I know, right? I hear it was either Phoenix or some places in Arizona eclipsed 110 for 19 days straight.
Come to Alaska.
But it's a dry heat, as opposed to what's going on here in Texas. Not so much. Look, we got a lot to talk about, because here you've got President Trump out there saying that he's going to be targeted for a third time, an indictment. And I'm hearing from analysts who say this time they're going to try to do pretrial confinement for President Trump. I mean, honestly, do you think they would be bold enough to go there in the middle of a presidential campaign?
Well, you know what, Chris? I don't know if anything would surprise me anymore. And that's actually really scary. In my view on this, I said this all the way back in impeachment. If you're going to go down the road of using that tool, you better have a charge and accusation that is so rock solid that you can convince 90% of America that it's real, or else it's going to be viewed as partisan. And the same thing goes here. If you are a prosecutor and you are going to bring unprecedented charges against a former president, you better have a case that is so overwhelmingly good that you convince the majority of America. Otherwise, you're ripping the country apart. And that nonetheless seems to be what they're doing. And I don't know if there's anything that's going to stop them in that regard.
You know, I think there's two things at play here, and I'm jonesing to get your analysis on this, because I think, number one, they realize they've done some pretty shady stuff, mostly Democrats, but I believe they have a lot of Republican help. So they recognize that if this stuff comes out and President Trump isn't on that team that says, oh, no, I'll protect all your secrets, you know, they recognize that his main priority coming not from the political ranks is the American people and not their own backsides. I think it's an us or them mentality among what some would call the deep state, what I would call permanent Washington. I think there's that aspect of it. Then I also think there are those exclusively on the left who say, you know what, this is, let's light the match. We've been after destroying and tearing down the Constitution, tearing down the protections of the people for centuries now, since the Constitution was passed. And now finally we're on that doorstep, we're on that precipice, and we could light the match and destroy this country for our friends, communist China. What do you think is at play here? What's the greater influence?
Well, I agree with you on the permanent Washington point, and I love that phrase, because it encompasses so much more than, as you say, the unelected bureaucracy. It's also all the political figures who've made their life in Washington, right? They've been elected basically since birth, and they'll stay there until they die, and they don't want things to get shaken up. But your point about Democrats is so important, because here's what they have done. They have used Donald Trump as their excuse to, as you say, light the match. As long as he's their center of focus, they can make the argument that any action they take is justified to save the country from Donald Trump, and in the process destroy every standard and norm themselves and make an argument for a political outcome that they want. It's very dangerous, because it is putting their ideology ambitions above the well-being of the country.
Amen to that. Kim Strassel is our guest right now, folks. Kim has written a new book called The Biden Malaise, How America Bounces Back from Joe Biden's Dismal Repeat of the Jimmy Carter Years. And, you know, and maybe you go into this in the book, there is a significant difference between Jimmy Carter and the Bidens. Jimmy Carter, at bottom, was a Christian man and a good man. He didn't know what he was doing. I think that's fair to say. But he always was, we were always confident he was coming from a good place. Joe Biden is corruption incarnate. And we just learned yesterday, Kim Strassel, that Hunter Biden, the investigation, the IRS investigation into him, two whistleblowers had their testimonies corroborated by a former FBI agent who said, yeah, that's exactly what happened. The minute the IRS was getting closer to a line of investigation that would have led back to Joe Biden's corruption, they stopped it at the DOJ. Isn't that the difference between Biden's legacy and Jimmy Carter, is that Biden is corrupt through and through?
Well, you just nailed the central premise of the book, which is that outwardly on their face, these two presidencies are almost eerily similar. High inflation, rising energy prices, crime, border disorder, foreign policy fiascos. But the whole point of the book is to say that comparison is nonetheless unfair to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter inherited a lot of his problems. You know, we already had high inflation. We'd had a global oil shock. And Jimmy Carter, as you say, wanted to do the right thing. He just didn't know what he was doing. He was incompetent. He made a lot of mistakes. He made all of those situations worse. But that is entirely different. Joe Biden inherited an economy that had just rounded the corner from COVID and was going to roar back to life. We had low inflation. We had low energy prices. We didn't have a crime problem. And what he did is, by listening and following the marching orders of progressives and even the advice of his, going against the advice of his own advisors, he self-created all of these messes. And that distinction is so important. It's why I want people to read the book, just to understand what we learned from this moment in history compared to past American history.
You know, I've noticed something. Obama did this too. And Joe Biden, it's the same people. They create a mess. And for example, if you look at this, the economic mess created by Joe Biden and inflation, okay? So gas prices, because of their anti-energy policies in the Biden regime, gas prices reached the highest level they have ever reached in American history. Then when they come down after the Democrats base their policies caused the greatest amount of pain we've ever felt. Then when Americans recoil, we stop spending. They've hurt us so badly, we pull out of the economy. And then all of a sudden, prices start to drop. Then they want credit for bringing prices down from the record high that they inspired to bring up to those record highs. Then they want credit for it. They want a brownie button. Have you noticed that too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the number for you, Chris. 1.4%. That was the level of inflation when Biden took office, okay? And as you said, he comes in and completely clamps down with his climate agenda, immediately killing the Keystone Pipeline, shutting down offshore drilling. They spend $6 trillion over a period of 2 years, none of which was necessary. Some of it, by the way, I'm going to note, with Republican help, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
They mow the Fed to keep interest rates low for way too long. And as you say, oh, wow, surprise. Suddenly we've got huge inflation, huge gas prices. All of this you could have seen. All of this, again, they were warned about. They were warned by history. You know what? Joe Biden was in the Senate when Jimmy Carter made all these mistakes. He knew better, but they did it because they want us to be a European-style socialist state, and this was their moment of crisis to pretend that they needed to take these actions.
Well, you brought me right where I wanted to go, because the oldest set of crises, the border. Jimmy Carter had to deal with some issues at the border as well, but Joe Biden's policies were intentional. He brings illegal immigration to record highs into the United States, where now estimates say, official estimates, and even though they're now trying to hide the numbers, 6.5 million illegal aliens into this country, 1.5 plus million gotaways, meaning we have no idea what 1.5 million people are doing in the United States, why they're here. And then Title 42 goes away, and then miraculously, because of the efforts of Texas and basically illegal immigration doesn't get that massive surge that we are anticipating, and also Mother Nature, the aforementioned triple digit heat. Then Joe Biden says, see, all of my open border policies are working. We're not bringing in 6.5 million illegal aliens over a 2 year period anymore. Oh, we're only bringing in 1.5 million illegal aliens. And then he wants a brownie button for it.
Yeah, you know, as the book notes, Carter actually is the only other president who had a major immigration problem. Mariel Boatlift out of Cuba, Castro, it was a huge problem. Florida was overrun by this boatlift. But again, key differences. Look, we had an immigration policy that was working under Trump. And by the way, that immigration policy, many elements of it had also been in place when Obama was in office. Remember, the left actually got angry at Obama over a number of his immigration policies. Joe Biden is the first president in history to casually disregard the entire notion of border security and to invite people in and to do nothing to stop it. And then, as you say, he has two defaults. He either waits for other people to fix things and takes credit, or he blames it on somebody else. You know, it's Vladimir Putin's price hike. It's the Trump policies that made this happen. I've never actually seen a president who less understands the notion of the buck stops here.
Yeah, and you know what? Keep an eye on this this line coming out of Texas, because a bunch of led by Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, a bunch of Democrats are accusing Governor Abbott, because he's actually put up something that they fear, these buoys in the Rio Grande that are actually stopping illegal immigration. So they're saying, oh, that's terrible. You're going to cause people to die, even though the death rate, because of their policies, have been skyrocketing. They really don't care about that. They don't care about the death of illegal aliens. They just don't want us getting in the way of their pro-illegal immigration agenda. Kim Strassel's our guest, folks, and I want to talk one more aspect about the Biden malaise. That's the name of the book, How America Bounces Back from Joe Biden's Dismal Repeat of the Jimmy Carter Years. Here's another significant difference, I think, between Jimmy Carter and a man I call Beijing Biden. Jimmy Carter is a Christian and a devout Christian, and actually puts his faith since he did more good after he left the presidency with Habitat for Humanity. Joe Biden is a fake Catholic who espouses the exact opposite of Catholic doctrine, to the point to where he unleashed his regime on Catholics to take Catholics out of the political debate, in particular when it comes to the slaughter of children in the womb. Did you go over that difference in the book?
I definitely go over the moral differences, because look, as we were talking about, Jimmy Carter He might have messed things up, but he was always trying to come from the right place. He was a very moral man, a very Christian man. The other thing, too, is that while he had a little bit of trouble with his brother, Billy, you know, no one would have ever thought that that man, that president, or that White House was corrupt. This is a big difference. Joe Biden's the consummate insider, unlike Jimmy Carter, who, you know, Georgia, former peanut farmer. He has been, Joe Biden has been in Washington politics since he was 29 years old.
Yeah.
In the Senate and in the vice president, part of that machine. And his family has been playing off of his name, we now know, probably for decades. And we don't know how far up that goes, but that is a big difference. You know, it's hard to believe something like that could ever come out of Carter. It's not hard to believe it could come out of the kind of sleazy insider Biden family.
Yeah.
And we have to think about that as well, too. One other thing, just want everyone who wants to read the book to remember also what came after Carter. The backlash to him was so huge. That's how we got Ronald Reagan. And I think it's a really important moment for conservatives right now, too, that they got to think about as we go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? I can't conceive of a headline. Cocaine and pot found at Jimmy Carter's White House.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen. Kim Strassel is her name, folks, of the Wall Street Journal. The book, The Biden Malaise, How America Bounces Back from Joe Biden's Dismal Repeat of the Jimmy Carter Years. It is great to visit with you. Come back anytime.
Thank you, Chris, and I can't wait.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Pay a visit to a couple of websites. The first one, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you're going to find enterprising journalism in Texas, one of the few sources for enterprising journalism in the state of Texas. Also, head on over to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you track down me on the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. And that's simulcast on Getter and Rumble. Also, check out the show on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. While you're there at ChrisSalcedo.com, also check out all the social media hookups there. We're basically everywhere. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Continue your educational journey online at Arizona State University. Recognized as the nation's most innovative university, ASU offers more than 300 programs online, all designed and taught by our award-winning faculty of researchers, scientists, inventors, and authors. Discover what sets us apart. Connect with an ASU enrollment advisor and explore a variety of financial aid and scholarship options, as well as how to transfer pre-existing credits. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.